Hey, I'm back with another episode, and my heart is racing because I'm going to do something very vulnerable and very open. And I really ask that you use this as an opportunity to treat it with real sacrecy, like holiness, like it's special. And you get to enjoy it, and hopefully it'll move within you. This will only have the opportunity to move anything within you if you're looking at this with acceptance and love. And and really my hope with sharing this is that you are able to find within yourself the grace to give yourself as a human being. Because you see, right now, some part of my body is having a little bit of PTSD, like a little bit of a panic. Everything's totally okay. I'm completely safe. But my heart is racing, and a part inside of me really feels like, I don't know, something might happen soon that will legit just like, and it's not even such a thought out process of what exactly is going to go wrong. It's more of like an overall feeling of doom and fear. That's what it is like to live with PTSD. At any moment, that feeling can show up, and it feels real. My brain believes it. But what I'm doing right now is I'm talking it so that we can slowly get to a place where we realize that's not true. That's not happening. That's not real. And really get it. The thoughts go through my head too fast. It's crazy. So, living with PTSD for me, I'd like to call this episode, hold on, in the brain of PTSD or in the mind of PTSD. Because I'm going to give you, like as if I'm slicing open my brain and I'm showing, not quite literally, but, and I'm showing you my thoughts. And this is like, I gotta breathe. This is hard stuff. Around a day or two ago, during therapy, I started to realize that it was time to move on. Well, I realized this before therapy, but in therapy, it hit me like how badly in my body, like how much the trauma still lives there or lived there. A lot of it left, and I'm ready to get out more of it. But it really clicked in my head. Of course, like I never really realized it before. Of course, my body is constantly freaking out. Of course, my brain is giving it 100 different options of what could go wrong at every given second, like every millisecond even. I don't always listen into all of them, so I don't even realize, but my brain is bombarding my nervous system with ways that things could go wrong because of what I had experienced as a child, and I didn't like it. So my brain got used to finding ways to just protect itself from it. Now, everyone's been through some level of a trauma when they were a kid. Doesn't make a difference what it was. Doesn't make a difference if to someone that looks like nothing. But if it hurts you, that's your trauma. And it doesn't mean that the other person was always a predator. Could be in some stories it was, could be in some they weren't. But it still could be a trauma without there being a predator, just because it was a perceived trauma, it was a perceived threat. Now, I've been through quite a few traumas, and when you get to a certain level of like having that much trauma, I'm just trying to think how to explain to you what goes through my head on a day-to-day basis, but I literally, the reason I couldn't get out of bed for a few months at a few years at a time was because realistically, standing up to all my fears was impossible. I had the level, the amount of fears I had on a day-to-day basis. And the thing that hurts now is that at some point I felt like I was acting fearless. I realize now I really wasn't. I just kind of said, we're not going back there. And I kept threatening myself to just go back, so I would do whatever it took, even if it was scary. This is hard for me. You might do this too. You know, it's a survival instinct to threaten yourself. To really threaten yourself of... about achievements. So you're doing it for a good thing. You're trying to motivate yourself into getting what you want and being safe and being good, right? But then because you're threatening yourself, you're learning a new method that, hey, threats give me results. And they do for the moment, they do. But they don't. Not the kind of results we want. So I'm realizing now that, well, I've realized this a while back, but now it kind of clicked that what's happening to me the last few days, the amount of PTSD I'm going through, it's the rewiring. And I know I'm going to make a course about this one day on how to rewire, because it's happening to me, but I've been for... maybe the last half a year or so. I don't know, it feels longer. But maybe the last half a year ago, like the last half a year or so, I was completely operating out of threat. Everything I was doing was because I couldn't go back. And guys, I couldn't go back. The place that I came from, the emotional home I was in, everything. I couldn't go back. I couldn't. It didn't make a difference what. I would rather be eaten alive than go back. I'm not giving options of what I would do, but the reality is, once that fear of God got into me of like, I'm not going back, that would be worse than death. Then I was able to kind of force myself into doing it. Taking any action I needed to, which resulted in a lot of success for me. I'm not going to deny that. But a lot of stress. A lot of fear within myself. It was a completely fear-based achievement. The kind of fear that can kill you. Because for every second of taking risk, for me, my entire body is in complete panic mode. And my body is my body's resting mode is literally higher than most, which looks like a lot of energy, but it's really just because I gotta keep jumping these, what's going on in my brain. And I gotta keep jumping the PTSD and being faster than it. I think this makes sense for in the mind of PTSD, because you really get to see my mind right now. I'm like showing a lot of unfiltered stuff, but I believe, I wish I saw this. I wish someone, like, we have me to be that crazy someone who does it. But I think it's important to start recognizing how a PTSD mind sounds, like how it looks. And I'm hoping I'm doing a good job like portraying it and depicting it. But, yeah, and then I slip right back into PTSD mode, because I'm like, again, my brain is starting to come up with all these options of like what you might be thinking right now and how I need to protect myself from certain thoughts, and when really it's all okay. It's all okay. I'm safe. My life is safe. Like, everything is okay, but in my mind... my body, there's one part of my body that stored this and said, okay, we got to be prepared for this and for that and for the other. And while the perceived threat is all false and it's not here, and oh my God, my brain, oh, this part I don't want to bring to the table quite yet. Just because I feel like I'll go too deep. So we're gonna leave it for right now. We're gonna put you this thought, we're gonna shelf you. How about that? I totally see you. I understand you. But I'm gonna shelf you right now because this is not the time and place. Thank you. What if you were able to talk to your thoughts like that? I'm not saying go around like a crazy person saying that all the time, but when you're alone in a room and no one's around anyway, and I don't know, it's driving you mad, then saying out loud to this thought, what I just said, what I just modeled, well, that's not the thing that's going to make you crazy. Letting it live in your head and going crazy from it and pretending it's not there, that's the thing that can drive you crazy. No one cares if you talk to yourself, but they care if you're going to be mean to them because you didn't talk to yourself. I'm getting chills. I hope you are too. Because this was hard for me to uncover, to open. And I have so much more I want to say. But as the time is coming to an end, I never made an official time to how much it should be, but I like it to be short because I like to listen to short things. I like to have short things that give me a lot. And I'm hoping that this can give you in some way a lot. And I'm hoping that you had the 15 minutes and it actually feels good that you filled that 15 minutes with something good. Because I'm going to go a little longer. PTSD minds are complex. And even if you don't have complex PTSD, or you might have some level of that. Even if you don't have any PTSD, you might have some level of that. And I invite you to realize that just as easily as I went so deep, I also had this tool. It didn't come out the first second because I had to actually listen to it and really see my thoughts and see where I'm at and see what's really going on and realize that I'm afraid of losing, of not being enough. I'm afraid of losing love. The two biggest main human fears. You probably have one or both of them. And because of that, my brain comes up with 100 different ways to try to keep everything the same and protect me from any problem that might show up when really there might not be any problems showing up, which is 99%, 99% of the time, that's what it is. So, wow, I feel good. Because understanding these stuff, observing yourself and really going there will give you that key that you want. It will. It might be hard. It might be more harder in a way you think than being out there. Like than pretending it's not there. But it might be harder for a while. But then it'll get easier. It just does. That's how things work. This kind of work, this kind of, healing, this kind of growth, this method of like really getting to know yourself, really observing yourself. And if you're watching this episode, I'm guessing you're one of those people who likes this method. Then I invite you to realize that this method, the more you do it, first it feels hard, like in the gym. But not like every other method that says, like in the gym. I mean, like really in the gym. If you work out in the beginning, it feels hard. You can't even do it. And most of us tend to give up around then. But let's say you do continue. Maybe you've done it once, or you know someone who has, or you always do that. Let's say you continue. At some point, it really starts to work and it starts to feel good and you start to feel ready. So, this method is like that. And it's something we need to remind ourselves that that PTSD, to actually find freedom with PTSD, you've 100% got to let yourself go just a little bit deeper into the fear, into the pain, into the PTSD, and then come right on back, come on through it. Realize how it's not scary. Face it once and for all. and really create the muscle of courage so that you can deal with everything that comes up. I'm not saying you got to go right in and build a crazy wall right away to walk through, but you know, when it shows up and you're able to work through it, you work through it. Well, we're up to 15 minutes, so if you like this, please let me know. But yeah, I'll be seeing you next week. I'm sorry this message was late. I've been seriously, I mean, I don't even know why I'm apologizing. You see, that's part of it. But yeah, I've been trying. I've been aiming for Monday, so this way I can finish at some point during the week. I guarantee myself it'll be done, you know. But yeah, I like this podcast. I like it. Thanks for the space, and I hope it really does help. See you. I went into 16. I was trying to just stay up to 15 minutes. All right. Bye.